This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Ospedia Channel 1 and online.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
The theme this week is Mothering Sunday. We all have a mother who brought us into this world and gave us life. We give thanks for them especially today. So let's begin our programme by thanking God for the beauty in the world around us, but especially for the gift of human life and for the bonds that exist between brother, sister, parent and child. Was for the Beauty of the Earth by St. Philip's Choir, South London. I read a poster once that said, if you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours. If it does not, it was never meant to be. One of the really hard things for a mother to do is to let go of a child for one reason or another and set them free. Perhaps when a child reaches school age or learns to swim, when they find love or when they move away. There's an Old Testament story which will be read in most churches today about a mother who was forced to let her child go in order to save him from danger. The child's name was Moses, and his mother was trying to protect him from a decree made by Pharaoh, who had ordered that all newborn Hebrew boys must die. So she hid him in a basket, then lowered him into the bulrushes on the river, trusting him into God's keeping. For his own good, she lets him go. How hard must that have been for her?
And she placed him on the waters of the Nile.
In a basket placed a living, breathing child. With tar and pitch she coated it to keep out winds that blow and protect him from the currents down below. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. God will keep him safe wherever, don't you know? For he has a plan to save him, and through him those who go with him. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. Was the hardest thing she'd ever had to do. Her heart was breaking, tearing clean in two. She had given up her boy child, her own dear flesh and blood, to the dangers of the river and the mud. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. God will keep him safe wherever, don't you know? For he has a plan to save him, and through him those who go with him. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. Pharaoh ruled that little Hebrew boys must die. So she hid him in the reeds that stood up high. And perhaps because she couldn't bear her grieving anymore, her daughter kept a lookout on the shore. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. God will keep him safe wherever, don't you know? Save him, and through him those who go with him. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. He'd be safe from Pharaoh's soldiers after all. Mother's love is strong and constant and intensely protective. There was once a mother owl who was flying towards her nest when she met an eagle. She stopped to ask him a question. "You've just flown from the direction of my nest. You won't have eaten any of my chicks by any chance, would you?" asked the mother owl. "What do they look like?" inquired the eagle. "Oh, they're so beautiful," she said. "They're cute and lovable and fluffy." "No, can't say I've seen these ones, but I did eat 6 really ugly, scrawny ones back there." Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so they say. A mother never really stops worrying about her children. I remember saying goodbye to my own daughter when, at the age of 18, she flew from Manchester Airport to a work experience in India. As the plane took off and disappeared behind the first cloud, I was a helpless wreck, clinging to the railings, sobbing my heart out. Hence the reason for the next piece of music. I wrote this song as a mother's blessing for her children as they begin to make their own way in the world, rather like the Levite woman placing her baby Moses into the hands of God. Let's hold before God this morning not only our own children, but anyone else we may be concerned about at this time.
Blessing be upon them, be their shepherd, be their guide. Let your shining greatness lead them to the comfort of your side. By the still and crystal waters, let their bodies be made whole. As you lead them to green pastures, be refreshment to their souls. I offer them to you. and in ways of holiness, in the valley of the shadows, remove their fearfulness. Though evil dances round them and death opens ugly jaws, raise your rod and staff to comfort them and make them feel secure. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you.
There's someone that every single one of us has in common. We have all had a mother. Regardless of what kind of mother they've turned out to be, today we give thanks for them regardless, because through their labour, they have given us the gift of life, the most precious gift of all. There's a lovely passage in Proverbs where the praises of a good mother are listed. I realise that it's entitled A Wife of Noble Character, but she must be a mother too, as one line says, her children arise and call her blessed. Let's listen to it, shall we? A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honour her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Here's a song called A Mother's Love.
A mother's love is precious, a mother's love is kind, helpful and caring, that's how she was designed. And if there is unfairness, a threat, or if we're faced, she'll come straight to the rescue and try to keep us safe. She'll tell us the truth, she will always keep us right, and hold us in her loving heart from morning until night. A mother is a warrior, but there's no lovelier face than one who watches over us and blesses all our days. A mother's love is filled with pride, she boasts all of the time, and hugs us with lavish love, it's something she can't hide. She gives out such warmth in affectionate embrace, that's why a mother's tender love can never be replaced. that is dignified, a mother that is strong, can help us face our worries and laugh at days to come. She speaks words of wisdom, she teaches us with grace, and no one can surpass her, no one can take her place. Lord, comfort those who mourn for mothers that have gone. Remind them of the precious moments, help them pass them on. A mother's love's a legacy that cannot be erased, and hopefully our children too one day will sing our praise.
So to sum up, this lady is hardworking, faithful and loyal. She's wise, strong and dignified, and she loves God. No wonder she's praised by everyone. This description, though, had me wondering, is this wife and mother of Proverbs too perfect to be true? And was this passage written simply as a set of rules that all wives and mothers must and should follow? Perhaps it was. But it's actually described as a mother advising her son on the kind of woman that would make him happy. I think it's a shame that there isn't one in the Bible about husbands and fathers entitled A Husband of Noble Character. Then the men could learn a lot about how to make a woman happy too. But it's not about the men today. They'll have their moment once Father's Day arrives. Let's hear Dolly Parton singing a well-known song called She's an Eagle. I love that part, which reminds me of two very important qualities that most mothers possess, where she sings, she's an everlasting shoulder, she's the leaning post of life. Let's listen to Dolly.
She's been there, God knows she's been there. She has seen and done it all. She's a woman, she knows how to dish it out or take it all. Her heart's as soft as feathers, still she weathers stormy skies. And she's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. Kaleidoscope of colors, you can toss her round and round. You can keep her in your vision, but you'll never keep her down. She's a lover, she's a mother, she's a friend, and she's a wife, and she's a spare.
My sister was out walking one day with her son, who was very little at the time, and he suddenly said, I don't want to go to heaven. Why ever not, she replied. Well, he said, we always say Our Father in heaven, but if there are no mummies there, I'm not going. Does God have motherly qualities, I wonder, that might one day draw us heavenwards like a magnet? Her story made me think of that time when Jesus cried over the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those that sent you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are not willing." Jesus here displays the maternal instincts. Let me tell you a true story from India about an old woman who once lived in Tamil Nadu, the same place my own daughter went to, which is how this story caught my eye. As soon as this elderly lady became a widow, her sons and daughters-in-law gradually stole her wealth and began to treat her severely, just like a servant. When she eventually became ill, they called her a nuisance, and in the night, when her pain was great and she began to moan too loudly, her two sons bundled her into an ox cart on a night of heavy rain, and they travelled to the local rubbish heap, and when no one was around they tipped her out onto it, where she hit her head on a small rock. The sons hurried back home. Some policemen had heard her cries, came to her aid, and upon learning her whole story demanded to know where her two sons lived with their wives, so they could be punished. And this was her reply: "No, no, no, please don't punish my sons. They love me a lot. I don't find any fault with them. They must have had strong reason to throw me in the dumpyard. They are poor, and I, as an old lady with so many health problems, am a burden on their shoestring budget. How can they feed me and pay for my medical bills? And what will they eat if they spend all their hard-earned money on my medicines? If not today, I will die soon. So what is wrong if they threw me out a few days in advance? Please don't blame my sons and don't punish them. I beg you for all that. They are my beloved sons, and wherever they are, they should live happily with their children. May God bless their..." At these words, she died. This one story about the forgiving love and graciousness of this lady, now known in India as the Great Mother, has much to teach us about the mercy of God and what that really means.
When I am down, and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come, and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and see.
I just want to leave you with a beautiful song which I think will touch us all today, and it's not just for mothers. It's a song by Mike Rayson that urges us to make every effort to make time for making memories with our loved ones, memories that will last us a lifetime. Goodbye for now, speak to you soon.
I never wanna be too busy. I never wanna be too proud. I never want to make excuses for for never being around. And I wanna make time. I wanna make time. Making memories. I never want my son to resent me or despise the dreams I chase. I never want my promises found empty, disappointment in his face. And I wanna make time. I wanna make time. I wanna make time for making memories. Never wanna see my time as money, for money can't buy my children's love. I never wanna look back and be sorry for things talked about